Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Vicksburg, Mississippi withstood a 47-day siege from the Union Army in 1863 before the city finally had to surrender to superior force. Today, Vicksburg faces an even more merciless foe.
We really have flooding all the way from Memphis to the Louisiana line along the Mississippi River. Every one of our counties has substantial flooding, primarily on the riverside of the levee system. This is where families had homes that were elevated, but because of the height of the river, the elevations were not high enough.
It's Mike Womack of the Mississippi Emergency Management Agency. The Army Corps has opened spillways and demolished levees, but still, the river rises.
Yet again, the historic city of Vicksburg may have no strategy left but surrender. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 17th.
Flooding the focus once again on the Mississippi River, that economic artery of the nation, may close if the shipping traffic is actually shut down on the river. And that's the top of the morning news. The Coast Guard has closed 15 miles of the Mississippi River near Natchez, Mississippi, to protect ships from damage. The eight Louisiana refineries that depend on the river to move oil in and out of the Gulf of Mexico are not affected as of now. But if the river rises above 18.5 feet near New Orleans, only 2 feet higher than it was on Saturday, the Coast Guard may have to shut down the port there. If that happens, it could cost the U.S. $300 million per day. The river is expected to crest in New Orleans sometime in the next few days.
Meanwhile, water continues to rush into Louisiana's Cajun country at a greater rate than Niagara Falls. Governor Bobby Jindal expects severe damage to the state's farmland.
Based on the experience of the states north of us, the commissioner is saying it could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars of damage to farmers' cropland.
We're going to talk more about the economic impact of shutting down parts of the river in just a few minutes. A NATO helicopter attacked a Pakistani army post near the Afghan border this morning, injuring two Pakistani soldiers. That incident probably would increase tensions further between the U.S. and Pakistan.
Pakistan has agreed to return the tail of the U.S. stealth helicopter damaged during that raid that killed Osama bin Laden. In Libya, NATO airstrikes targeted government buildings in Tripoli this morning. Among those reportedly on fire is the Interior Ministry building.
Austria's finance minister says the head of the International Monetary Fund should think about another line of work to help protect the IMF's reputation. Dominik Strauss-Kahn is being held without bail in New York after an alleged sexual attack on a hotel maid. We're going to have more details about the economic impact abroad with the New York Times' Louise Story in about 20 minutes. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling gives police more leeway in home searches. The ruling says cops can break into homes if they suspect evidence is being destroyed.
Gasoline prices are down nationwide for the first time in 2 months. The national average for a gallon is now at $3.96. That's down a half cent from a week ago. Police in Ireland say they have defused a bomb found on a bus in Dublin this morning, just hours before Queen Elizabeth's historic visit. It's the first visit by a British monarch since Ireland gained independence from Britain 90 years ago. And it's accompanied by the largest security operation in Ireland's history. The Queen will be in Ireland for 4 days.
And the Los Angeles Times reports this morning, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver separated after he told her he'd fathered a child more than a decade ago with a woman in their household staff. Schwarzenegger issued a statement saying he's truly sorry. Asian and European markets are mixed now. Futures are up, though. The Dow will start at 12,548, the S&P at 1,329, and the NASDAQ at 2,782. Later on this morning, we're going to talk a little bit more about extremists, Islamic extremists particularly. We're going to hear the story of two of the most prominent who are actually Americans. But first, an updating of the flooding along the Mississippi, which at this point has gotten so bad that they're actually closed parts of the river. And should the water continue to rise and get to, I think it was 18.5 feet, they might have to close the port of New Orleans. You may not realize how much industry and traffic goes through that port, but we're going to talk about it in just a few minutes.